listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I am your host, Rex Jones, and we're marching through the week. We're on Thursday today. It's April 2nd, 2026. Let's talk about what's going on. So, the thing that we were all waiting for yesterday with bated breath, and I mean all the commentators, all the old heads that I like to follow on Judge Napolitano, they were all out there theorizing and looking at strategies and having, you know, like the meme where like the math numbers go around the guy's head. That's what everyone was doing, but we should have known what to expect as the illustrious crew made the meme yesterday, which I think was so great, a complete nothing burger. Right. And this is what we deal with. This is what we face every time we want a serious answer from our president about what's going on in the world. What's going on with this war? Why are we doing this now? Declaring victory is not an answer to that question. Saying that we've destroyed their military is not an answer to this question. It's actually not a very complicated calculation to make. Trump, we just want you to tell the truth. We just want you to tell the truth. And everyone's expecting you to at least lie now, but to lie about the topic at hand, to lie about the subject. You're not doing that. You're just doing greatest hits. We're all out of nothing burgers. Let's throw that up there again. That's beautiful. We love that. We love that. I really like this format, this meme format of me and Tim. They also got one of me and him selling 1,000-year mortgages. You got to love that. But we got the latest tweet from our dear leader, from the illustrious president. He woke up this morning and chose violence, of course, on Iran, on the innocent civilian populations around the world as well, but on Bruce Springsteen. Now I want to make heads or tails out of this. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you, and you let me know what you think. Bad and very boring singer Bruce Springsteen, who looks like a dried up prune, who has suffered greatly from the work of a really bad plastic surgeon, has long had a horrible, incurable case of Trump derangement syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. The guy is a total loser who spews hate against a president who won a landslide election, including the popular vote, all seven swing states and 86% of the counties across America under Sleepy Joe and the Dems. Our country was dead. And now we have the hottest country by far anywhere in the world. MAGA should boycott his overpriced concerts, which suck. Save your hard-earned money. America is back. President DJT. So there's actually a lot to look at here. Let's keep this up here on the screen for a second while I parse it out. So first off, Bruce Springsteen, didn't he do like a podcast series with Obama? So this is not Trump's guy. This is not Trump's camp. This isn't somebody, quote unquote, leaving MAGA or fake MAGA. This is a old beef that matters to absolutely nobody other than the president. But the president, instead of, you know, making things better for us or ending the war, or at least telling us some truth about the war and about what's going on, the president has chosen to focus on this instead. And keep in mind, every time he says it, he says, we're the hottest country in the world. We're the hottest country in the world under Sleepy Joe Biden. Well, the same exact stuff is going on right now. And while you won a historic mandate on bringing jobs back, economic recovery, ending the wars, the reason why people voted for you, it's not being affected right now. It's not being put into effect. You're not doing the job that we elected you to do. So we sit here in that and we have ourselves a question. Well, what are we supposed to believe? Are we supposed to believe you? Well, we clearly can't believe you. Are we supposed to believe the Democrats? We clearly can't believe the Democrats. The time has come to leave the two-party plantation. The time has come for us as Americans to actually have independent thought about what we do and the media we consume and the world we live in, right? Because the world we live in is a lot bigger than these talking heads, a lot bigger than these people in general. I want to go ahead and go to Brent crude oil prices. They've officially surged over $110 a barrel. And this is the thing that everyone on the internet, everyone online says, oh, it's transient. Trump's going to figure it out. It's not a problem at all. We got this. And then this morning, we got it spiking over 110, 110 and 7 cents. Crude oil surpasses 110 a barrel. So that's where we're at today. And you look at that, that's going to completely derail any chance of an economic recovery. That's going to hurt people, not just here, but around the world, particularly in the global south, particularly in West and South Asia, East Asia, places like the Philippines, specifically places like Japan, places that are phenomenal allies and are very subservient to the United States. They're being having their back broken
right now, and they're looking for help, and there is no help, and all help would be is ending the war. And listen to this. Here's the thing. I thought we lived in a first world country. I thought America was the greatest nation in the world. It's so nice. It's so incredible. No one else has a standard of living that we do. Come to find out, we're dying sooner. We're more stressed out. We have lower quality of life, lower standard of living as the years go by, Now you can't even fly. And flying has already become prohibitively expensive. I don't fly for that reason. I don't want to buy a ticket and spend like $400 trying to go to Georgia or whatever, or maybe even more money. It doesn't make sense for anybody that's not at least like professional business class and has to go from their job to other states and other regions, right? For the average person, like for vacation, for example, it just simply doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you go on a vacation where you fly on a plane, where you could road trip, where you could carpool, figure something out? So used to be we didn't have to worry about things like this. Used to be we had the dollar menu. Used to be we actually had a society with some hope in it and some upward social mobility. And I haven't even talked about the Trump speech just yet. Let me check myself on the clock real quick. Okay, I got plenty of time. I haven't talked about the Trump speech yet. I'm going to talk about it a little bit in the third hour with Joe Biggs, because I want to get his takes and his opinions on some of the things that Dear Leader set up there. But really, the claim that he's making is like, this is for America's security. It's for America's security that we're doing this. I've seen numerous other clips of him as well saying it's for your children or your grandchildren's future. This is what we're supposed to believe. It's an investment, just like a 1,000-year mortgage, right? Like, why isn't that a great idea? You know, make your descendants pay your debt. Why not instead of you? Well, that's called collective punishment. It's called collective punishment. He's basically saying, you all, the American people, you must foot the bill for this because it is Valorant. It is the righteous thing to do. I think it's pretty clear we all completely reject that. And going from that into my next point, I was thinking about this last night because I did this stream with Anthony Graffio. I was live for about 2 hours. We reacted to Trump. We also reacted to somebody else that bashed my dad online. It's a Twitter beef, so I won't bring it to the American Journal this morning. But what does it mean to be a professional broadcaster? What does it mean to be a political commentator? What does it mean to be somebody in media and politics? Well, it means that you have to defend your positions, okay? And you have to have these positions built out to the point to where I feel comfortable, even though I am not as talented as some and not as informed as some, I know that what I'm saying is true. So me knowing that even though I'm imperfect, what I'm saying is true on the basis of being anti-war, pro-humanity, pro-human freedom, pro-civil rights, if I was to go debate somebody that was against those things, then I know I would crush them quite easily, right? Because it's not me having to be fancy, me having to be a trickster, me having to, you know, figure out the word games like Ben Shapiro or Josh Doyle. You don't have to trick people. All you have to do is like, truth is like a lion. It fights for itself. So all you have to do is reveal that truth to people. And you got to embody that in your positions, I think, in political media and just politics in general. And this person comes after my dad and says he's spewing Democrat talking points because he's worried about Trump's health. Trump looks sick. Trump has the swollen ankles. All that, that's public. We can see the photos. And it's just, it's this emperor has new clothes, or not emperor's new groove. I'm thinking of Disney. It's the emperor's new clothes narrative where, oh, you're just not sophisticated enough to see the garment. The garment's actually dripping with diamonds and rubies and encrusted with gold. You can't actually see it. Spoiler alert, there is absolutely no garment. So these people online that defend the administration, and they'll even mock people like us, they'll call us doom pillars. They'll say we're doom pilling. They'll say that that we're leaving Trump behind. We're using Democrat talking points. What happened to us? It's like they act like we have like terminal, like, you know, not even a normal disease, a fake disease, like the people in The Last of Us. They act like we have like the cordyceps mushroom infection or something. They're like, what happened to you? What happened to you, Alex Jones? What happened to you? And it's like, well, your entire political career has been all about supporting Trump for day one. I've got a newsflash for you. We were 1776, far before we were MAGA. And MAGA, for a time, meant 1776 values. And that's what we thought that we were backing, because you were someone that is just in it to sell the hats, the merch, the whatever, because you are that guy. You look at what we're doing because it's based off principles and values and Americana and freedom and liberty. And you go, what's that? I don't know what that is. Like, it's crazy. Why are you behaving that way? It'd be like, You know, if you're a normal person, you see Superman flying around. You're like, hey, why is Superman flying around in the sky? Well, you're Superman too, bro. You can fly around in the sky too. You can speak truth to power. You can be an effective agent in the information war. You can fight for the values of freedom, justice, truth, and liberty. And isn't that an amazing adventure? Isn't that the adventure that we all want to take every day? Well, that's not the adventure that you're taking. The adventure that you're taking is the AdSense money is real good. The merchandising money is real good. My current status in life is comfortable. Why change anything? Why criticize the wars? Why criticize the genocide? Why not back the administration, right? And I just got to say, like, maybe you should be doing reaction videos to Jake Paul or Andrew Tate. Maybe you should be doing, you know, dating videos or red pill content. Maybe that's more your speed. Maybe you should take a step away from the big boy table of real politics media, what's happening now, the zeitgeist of culture, and you should step back to something that's more comedy, more humor. Yeah, watch another man hit a hookah, suck on a long phallic device and commentate on that. Maybe that's more your speed. Maybe watch a guy e-pimp women online. Maybe that's more your speed. Because you can make conspiracy videos about that. You can make current events videos about that. And you don't have to worry about the scary political opinions because, hey, we get it. It's not the safest thing in the world to speak truth to power and to talk about these things. But I got a newsflash for you, buddy. I got newsflash for you, Jeremy. It's the world that you signed up for when you started doing this type of media. I won't use the C word being content. You made the decision. It is on you to come debate me on the war room. All right. And this is just me being friendly, me being honest. I will not use a single ad hominem attack. I will focus on whatever position on defending Trump, defending the war, defending the administration, saying that there's more good come out of the administration than bad. Whatever milquetoast fence-sitting position you want to take, I'm happy to argue it. I will be respectful. I will be professional. You can do a full five-minute coffee plug on the network, which has hundreds of thousands of viewers. Okay, so you're literally, by saying that I'm a nobody, by saying that I'm an ankle biter, you're turning down a lot of money or the opportunity to have a lot of people see your brand. All right, and this is why we do this. I thought we sold the product so that we could do phenomenal shows and give people the best information. Do you just do some sort of show to bait people into watching your stuff and kind of getting stunlocked into it? That's not cool. Let's have a real political discussion. And that's enough on that topic, but it just goes into the caveat of Trump and the nothing burger that we saw last night. I mean, you'll see these things. And maybe we can find it on Twitter. Gunther Eagleman, just type in J.D. Vance, new photo or portrait. You'll find it. These people now are so desperate for any kind of win, any kind of victory, that J.D. Vance will take a new, like, portrait photo. You know, like they have – you take, like, your portrait photo that they use for everything else, like official photos and whatnot. And Gunther Eagleman, Eric Doherty, all these people online – They're doing somersaults on it. They're doing tricks on it. They're going crazy because that's the only win that we have anymore. And why do we have to accept that? I truly believe that if this propaganda machine was to be dismantled overnight, and we were to wake up in a world where all these people had like the scales removed from their eyes or their hearts were unhardened, or they just, I don't know, they realized the money wasn't worth it anymore and it was more worth it to live in a complete and functional society. If they actually woke up and started criticizing the administration, I think you could get the people, the mindless people that are just stunlocked into believing whatever white rabbits the administration releases. I think if you broke the propaganda machine a little bit and just made these people consider rational thought and made them defend their positions like I want Jeremy the Quartering to do, I think we could beat this. I think we could break this. That's what I want to see. So if you're interested in seeing that type of thing, stay tuned to more of my broadcast, The American Journal, when I'm on The War Room, and of course, The Gray Area Show, which airs Thursday and Sunday, 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, what do we have next, guys? What do we have next? Let's take a little look at the document here. I got a ton of great articles today. Let's go to this. This is just a minor story, minor blip. And do you believe it's real? Do you believe it's fake? I don't know. NASA launches moon mission. Let's go to the Reuters article. Okay, this is the Artemis 3 mission. They're going to the dark side of the moon to go look at it or something because they want to put a data center there for Grok or whatever. And I'm not saying the rocket's fake or anything like that. I know the rocket go up in orbit or whatever. But you have to ask yourself, when you look at the original moon landing footage, and maybe we can get some of the original moon landing footage up, it looks a little ridiculous, okay? It looks a little silly. It looks a little goofy. You have the flag blowing and there's no wind because there's no atmosphere. You have the people kind of hopping around like they're on strings. And apparently we were able to do this in the 60s and 70s, and we haven't been able to do this up until this point today in 2026. But they're up there. They're up there in the sky. So whatever you're doing this morning, whether you're drinking coffee, working out, going to work, playing with your dog, hanging out with your wife and kids, you have these people up above your head. Isn't that interesting? How expensive is this? This is a good question. How much money did this cost? Were they like, well, we're going to do the $250 billion. We're going to do a quarter trillion for the Iran war, another quarter trillion for the Iran war. And we've already done another quarter trillion for the Ukraine conflict. Why don't we just throw some people up there in a tube? Why don't we just like throw them up there into the sky and see what sticks? Why not? So I just
they hit the firmament, bro.
Yeah, the firmament broke. They went through the glass ceiling. They broke the wage gap as well. So very interesting stuff there. NASA launches moon mission. Now we got this. Strippers spill beans on deployment dates. Now this is a tale as old as time. One of my favorite World War II American propaganda posters is like or phrases is "loose lips sink ships." All right, now you can think about that and interpret that more ways than one. But the key thing being like it's very obvious. Like when you're drunk, if you're a Marine or a soldier or whatever, you want to seem cool to the girls or whatever your persuasion is. You might tell them about one or two little military secrets. And I just got handed a beautiful stack right here. Thank you so much. Loose lips. And look, they literally got it in the article title. Has this stripper revealed Trump's Iran invasion plan? Exotic dancer says U.S. troops are spilling secrets and spending big. A stripper has revealed that U.S. troops are sharing top secret deployment dates while she doles out lap dances. As Donald Trump gears up for a bold invasion of Iran, ooh, this is a good one. This is a good name. Charm Days, hello, a San Diego-based stripper with nearly a million followers on TikTok, told her army of followers that gloomy gunmen – this is good writing from the Sun. I like this. Gloomy gunmen have been spending big ahead of their deployments to the Middle East. San Diego, of course, is home to the largest U.S. naval base on the West Coast, hoving Navy SEALs and much other people that could be used to seize key oil terminals on Karg Island. Somber soldiers have been putting Trump's strategic mission in jeopardy, apparently, by mistaking her for their therapist. She says, something I've noticed lately is that all the military guys are coming in and they're spending all their money, Day says in TikTok. It's sad. They're kind of depressed. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to have fun. We're getting deployed next week. Days goes on to describe the soldiers as kind and soft-spoken, making the experience all the more emotional for her. To see the young guys who look like my pinky toe, like fetuses, weird language here, coming in and then dancing with them, she says, it's making me emotional. It's effed up. The video quickly went viral with viewers getting an inside look at the toll of bracing for a deployment to the Middle East. But others pointed out that these troops were blowing operational security and putting Trump's bold invasion plan at risk. PSA, don't tell your adult entertainer you're deploying, Marine officer and influencer Kagan Dunlap posted on X. You got to remind your folks, don't talk to your barber about when you're deploying. Don't talk to your adult entertainer about deploying or when you're leaving or what you're doing dates at times and locations because they don't know any better. They're going to post a TikTok video about it. Around 10,000 U.S. troops, including elite Marines and paratroopers from the 83rd Airborne, are surging towards the Middle East as a U.S. military backup intensifies. I take back what I say about the Sun. Are we writing a real article here? Are we being serious here right now? Serious time, proofreading time, editor time. Who is the editor at the Sun? I want to know this. Trump has said a peace deal will probably come soon, but warned he'll unleash total obliteration if Iran refused to accept his ceasefire deal. Well, what do we think about that, guys? Do we think that's interesting? Do we think that that's cool? I mean, we already kind of do it already. We're all kind of headed towards this slow motion train wreck, dumpster fire, car fire, whatever you want to call it, a 20 car collision that is the Iran war, and it's only getting worse. More cars are just entering into the morass of bended and twisted metal. Now, I want to go to this one last story before the break here. Data centers causing huge temperature spikes for miles around them, studies suggest. Oh, oh, well, you're going to pay more for your electricity. You're not going to have as much running water. You're certainly not going to have heating water. That's for the people that live in District 1 or in the capital. That's not for you, peasant. That's not for you. It's not allowed. But the data center will also cause a huge temperature spike and make your area unlivable. You know, maybe the global warming narrative is to cover up for this. Maybe they always knew this was coming. The entire world would be like the outside of this studio or something, where it's all toasty because of all the machines or computers. The researchers found on roughly 8,400 so-called hyperscalers, the term used to describe data centers of incredible size that offer cloud computing and AI services, their construction has surged in the past decade, blah, blah, blah. Lost my place here in the article a little bit. Where does it talk about this? Okay. The effects were local but far-reaching. The researchers found the temperature increases were felt up to 6.2 miles away. God forbid you live around any one of these places. I mean, you're going to grow a third eye or something. Though they dropped off with distance, in all affecting more than 340 million people. CNN's coverage notes that the trend held globally. Mexico's burgeoning data center hub in Baijiu saw an uptick of around 3.6 degrees over the past 20 years, as did Aragon, Spain. Itself a new hot tub for hyperscalers. Experts are curious about the findings. We need to confirm it. How about this? How about we didn't consent to having these things built everywhere? The AI, we didn't need it. Okay, just like all the people that came here, the 20 million people over the past 5 years. We didn't need 20 million people. We don't need data centers everywhere. We were living before ChatGPT. We can live after ChatGPT. Something's going to have to be done. Because this AI tech sector bubble in the economy is going to pop because of the Iran war stuff that we discuss, because of the energy crisis and ongoing energy demands. There's not going to be the means to power these things the way they want to do it. They want to run everything on a meter, including quote unquote intelligence. So they're going to have the ability to use like 2 million, 2 billion, 2 trillion probably. The computing power that you, the mindless ant citizen vassal, using ChatGPT to write bad poetry for you, it's going to be a gulf that you can never cross. They're going to have factories everywhere, citadels everywhere. In the olden days, as a symbol of power, the Lord would have a castle. Now these people, these techno-feudalists, they have their data centers, they have their Silicon Valley empires. It is absolutely disgusting. We're going to talk about this more, and after this, after the break, we're going to cover even more hot topics. Thank you all for being here with me on The American Journal. I really appreciate it. If you want to give me a follow on X, I'm Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter. I love you. I appreciate you. We're going to be right back with all the hard-hitting topics and breaking news points you want to see covered.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, giving them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.